This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. The touchdown brings you down. I don't know the word. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here singing Rocket Man. Rocket Man. Air the dude to beat on everyone. It would help to learn the lyrics, wouldn't it? Oh, my goodness. You know what makes me laugh? I was thinking that should be the introduction music to the summit, the North Korean summit, well, the summit between President Trump and Kim Jong-un. That would be funny. And maybe they could find a song for Trump, that where Kim Jong-un insulted him, and then they all come together and they do the big hug. That would be a way to make fun of that. Come on. Come on. We play around over here. Give you scenarios you hadn't thought of. You hadn't thought of that. Admit it. Think it's going to be a long, long time. Hey, speaking of the summit, so Donald Trump has been hugely successful. Hugely successful. Spike Lee at Cannes called him an MF-er. Mm-hmm. Spike Lee's working on a movie about a black dude who infiltrated the Klan. He was a black Klansman. You know about this? Mm-hmm. I don't know the dude's name, but he infiltrated the Klan and helped bring him down somewhere. I don't know where, but does it really matter? I mean, that's important that it's a great story. He was a dude that was passing, a brother like Eisenhower. Eisenhower was 25% black. People didn't know this. He was passing. He was truly America's first. I'm talking about in terms of really having a lot of melanin, a lot of blackness in his DNA. Eisenhower, 25%. That qualifies as black. That's blacker than Sean King. That's blacker than Rachel Dolezal. So anyway, you got Eisenhower, who was passing. He infiltrated America up in this mother, as a Republican. Don't let the Democrats tell you Barack Obama was the first black president. Not true at all. But anyway, Spike Lee's going to be doing a movie about this first black Klansman who infiltrated the Klan and did something, brought him down or whatever. But this little, he's such a maggot. He can't just look at the situation in America and tell it for what it is. You want to know why? No money in it. If Spike Lee can't promote some idea of racism on behalf of Trump or somebody else, he can't survive. Life, is, as he knows it, doesn't really exist. He's got to be telling that lie. I'm not even going to focus on it. You want to know what I want to focus on this particular segment of the show? The Kevin Jackson Show. By the way, kjradio.com, 844-551-8255. A prominent black Democrat said that the Democrats better leave Donald Trump alone. Did y'all hear this? Willie Brown, former San Francisco mayor, brother Willie, said stop bashing Donald Trump. He actually said President Trump. Longtime fixture in California politics says that the party is risking itself in the midterms if they don't stop the anti-Trump rhetoric. His words, not mine. This isn't Kevin Jackson speaking to you. This is Kevin Jackson telling you that some of the Democrats out there, and in this particular case, a black Democrat, former mayor of San Francisco, he said Democrats need to back off. Stop bashing President Trump. I've been telling them this. How long do you think your constituency is going to believe you if it's just all negative Trump all day? Trump derangement syndrome, they call it. We played a clip the other day of Brian Stelter. He's saying, I'll admit it, I'm obsessed with Donald Trump. He is, but he's not obsessed with him in a healthy way where he says, man, every time I turn around, Trump is doing something newsworthy, something I can. He's obsessed with Donald Trump in terms of trying to beat him. He's that kid that keeps picking the fight, and Donald Trump keeps pummeling him, and he goes, one of these days, I'm going to get him. I'm going to sneak from behind the alley with a bat, and I'm going to hit him, and Trump can hear him. He's got all kinds of senses. Every time he comes up, he's got a bat. Trump blocks it, bing, poop, takes the bat away from him and clubs him and beats him to within an inch of his life and sends him home. By the way, that's not just Brian Stelter. That's all of the media. They all want a piece of this dude, man. They want him so badly. Not because he's bad. Not because Trump is not a good president. Not because his policies aren't effective. But because they lost. They've been made to look silly, to look stupid, to look like liars. And they can't handle that. Don't make me look like a liar. That's what Trump did. Here's what Brown wrote in the San Francisco Chronicle. He says, it's not going to be easy. Talking about the prospects of the Democrats halting their attacks on the president. He says, it might even mean, get this, it might even mean... He says, it might even mean checking into a 12-step program. Wow. This is a black Democrat telling his fellow Democrats, dude, you got a problem, baby. This is Willie Brown, former mayor of San Francisco, who's saying to his peeps, we got to have an intervention. You have a serious problem. He says, look. By the way, Willie Brown is 84 years old. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm going to tell you what. When an 80, I said, that's 84, 85, he's 84. When an 8, not that it matters. I just want to get it right. Willie Brown, if an 84-year-old man gives you any advice at all, let me tell you what you do. You shut your mouth and you listen. See, let me explain. Willie Brown, he's got nothing to lose. Willie Brown is like, look, I'm not running for office. I have nobody to please. I don't care what you think about me. My life as I know it is over. What do I care about you? You better listen. 12-step program. He said to the Democrats, look, you can take issue with his policies. You can even take issue with his personalities. But you got to understand this. A lot of Americans back Trump. You know what Trump has done that is so beautiful? I mean, it's gorgeous. I don't know if you really thought about this. Because, see, there's an Alinsky tactic. Unfortunately, I got to tell you in a little bit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Talking about Donald Trump, what he has managed to do to the Democrats that has backfired. He's using a technique against them that backfired. That's where I ended up. But I was I actually used the Willie Brown, the former mayor of San Francisco, as the backdrop. So if you're just joining the program, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a black Democrat, 84-year-old Willie Brown, former mayor of San Francisco. And he says to the Democrats, look, stop bashing President Trump. He says it's not going to be easy. He says it may even mean you have to check yourself into a 12-step program. That's a man telling Democrats, you have lost it. You no longer have your faculties about you. Glad you're here, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com. Give me a call. You like what we have to say? You like what we do? 844-551-8255. And go to Spreaker.com and like the show. And spread it out there. You know, get a segment downloaded, tell some friends, do whatever you need to do. Because we love it when you do that. Helps us out. I mean, come on. Ben Shapiro, number one. Dan Bongino, number two. Great guys. Kevin Jackson, number 5,337. Seriously, I don't know what number I'm at, but it ain't one or two. I should be number three. I'm happy with number three. Okay? Because See, the thing is, and I love those guys. I really love Dan. Dan and I are good friends. Shapiro's okay. But I'm going to tell you something. You listen to my show, you listen to them, I think you're going to like my show better. I'm just telling you. I love them, but I think my show is going to be better. They think the same thing about their show. Don't be looking at me like I'm crazy. Shoot, what do you think they think? Now, I do this show, but my show isn't as good as Kevin's. They think their show is better than mine. They're over there talking smack right now about me. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are back. We're having fun today. Talking about the Democrats better leave Donald Trump alone. Better leave him alone. Leave him alone. Leave him alone. Well, here's what I was telling you. Donald Trump has done something very interesting. Very interesting. So the typical Alinsky tactic is you put a laser focus on a person and you say, that's who we're going after. I give you Donald Trump. So the Democrats said, we want to put Trump under the spotlight. They did this back in 2016. Put Trump. Listen, we want Donald Trump to win. That's what Hillary Clinton said. Barack Obama, we'll set up Donald Trump. He's easy. I mean, he'll be the easiest one to beat. I'm going, come on now. Nobody wants to see Donald Trump. Do I need to play the clip of everybody saying, Donald Trump, my God, he will never be president. That's John Oliver. All of them. Colbert, betting on it. You bet. Everybody, he'll never be President Barack Obama. I'm something you'll never be. And they all bet on it. They didn't think it was even humanly possible. You know what I'm saying? Humanly possible. I could give you all kinds of scenarios that they believe, you know. Anyway, it happened. And it happened in spite of them putting the, I'm talking about the power of the sun focusing in on a sphere and tracking Donald Trump with that. You know how they do those arrays where they do solar power? Energy of the sun. They captured in these photovoltaic cells and just zzz, and it's better than a laser beam. Birds fly through it, cook instantaneously. That's the focus they had on Donald Trump. And they did it through a variety of things. They tried it with the womanizing thing. Oh, look at what he does. He'll grab, if you get too close to him, a tractor beam of his arm will grab you by the whoop whoop to a woman. That's what he told them. And look at all the women that we have, the bimbos that say Donald Trump, what he did. Look at him. Ooh, they're all lined up. And Donald Trump just played bowling ball with them. He just knocked down all the pins. They couldn't handle it. So then they did the Russian narrative. Where's that at? Where's Robert Mueller? Hey, Robert, you out there? What are you doing? Adam Schiff. Adam Schiff has built a war chest so he can get easily reelected. You want to know what it's going to do for him? Exactly nothing. He will have the least amount of credibility in Congress in the next congressional session. Guarantee you. He's got nothing. So then they tried a new bimbo alert with Stormy Daniels. They couldn't do it with what they consider to be society women. So they went to the gutter. And they said, well, if we can't get him for going after women of class, and you know, which none of these women had class, but what they consider class, let's go for the gutter. Let's put him with a porn star. That'll do it. His base will abandon him, including the evangelical. And guess what? People are laughing at Stormy Daniels. Her lawyer's under attack. Nobody cares about that. How many? Look, think about conservative tradition, right? The sanctimonious Bible-thumping conservatives. And you know what 99.9% of them are saying? I don't care. Look at my fat paycheck. What's up, baby? Yeah, how about them tax cuts? How about health care I can finally not fear going to the doctor about, right? How about the foreign policy that makes me proud to be an American? And on and on. It's not looking good. So that's why Willie Brown told me, he's like, dudes, y'all need to stop. 84 years old. Pay attention to an 84-year-old person, man or woman, no matter what. Unless you're 85, unless you're 84 or older, you better pay attention. If you're 80, pay attention to an 84-year-old, okay? Old people have knowledge. They have experience, and they have nothing to lose. They're going to give you the best of them if you're willing to listen. They will tell you every mistake they've ever made. I'm talking about male, woman, whatever political thing. They just don't give a crap. And the reason they don't is because they're like, look, I'm checking out. Oh, you gonna find that grandma was a little loose in college? Whatever. They don't care. You gonna find out grandpa got a couple other kids? Yeah, we didn't tell you because we thought it would hurt your feelings. You know, whatever. They're gonna tell you. They'll give you good advice. And Willie Brown's giving the Democrats good advice. He says, you know what? You are making a lot of Americans mad. And that's the hint. That's what I'm telling you that the issue is here. All that focus on Donald Trump, the laser beam that they put on Trump, and Trump standing there with the shield, with Captain America's shield going, what? Thank you for the tan. He doesn't care. He's enjoying it. He's relishing in it. Using it to heat his house, Al Gore. He doesn't care. You want to know why? Because Donald Trump's impervious, man. God has got a shield over that, man. But here's the bigger deal. Donald Trump knows he represents you, and he will not let you down. What Willie Brown is saying to the left is, you can talk about Donald Trump all you want, but understand, his base takes it personal. See, if you had targeted Ted Cruz, the base wouldn't take it personal. They'd go, really? So Ted really was having affairs on Heidi. Wow, that's kind of bad. Because Ted Cruz has never resonated with the people the way Donald Trump has. Pick your person. Pick it him. Carly Fiorina. Whatever they found out about them, it would not be personal. I mean, it would not be, you wouldn't take personal interest in it. The attack on Trump with Stormy Daniels, whatever, Russia, is an attack on you. You feel it. And Willie Brown knows that. He has his finger on the pulse of what's happening. I'm telling you, don't tell the left. No, let them keep attacking. That's why I've said to you many times, don't worry about Trump. Let them attack you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself.
yourself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited, a name you can trust.
Tell you guys, I'm fascinated by this next story. It's a relatively long clip for radio, but you gotta hear it. It has to do with MIT's development lab and some of the things that technologically that we play with today that are products from the 1980s. This should be refreshing in one respect and scary in another. But and you'll see when you hear this clip, it's about 4 minutes long, but it is so worth it, I promise you. And here's what I want you to think about as you do this. So you have this guy that comes up with a concept that says, look, we have all these siloed development centers. Let's bring them all together. Let's see what we come up with. This is kind of what Steve Jobs did with the cell phone. He says the phone should be able to be all things to you, have all these different features and functions you can have, and a way to get to it all. And MIT is doing that, but they're missing a key ingredient. And I want to see if you catch it. But listen to this. I think it was on 60 Minutes. This is a fascinating story.
Back in the 1980s, a laboratory of misfits foresaw our future. Touch screens, automated driving instructions, wearable technology, and electronic ink were all developed at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology in a place they call the Media Lab. It's a research lab and graduate school program that long ago outgrew its name. Today, it's creating technologies to grow food in the desert, control our dreams, and connect the human brain to the internet. Come have a look at what we found in a place that you could call the Future Factory. To Arnav Kapoor, a graduate student in the Media Lab, the future is silent. He's developed a system to surf the internet with his mind.
What happens is when you're reading or when you're talking to yourself, your brain transmits electrical signals to your vocal cords. You can actually pick these signals up and you can get certain clues as to what the person intends to speak.
So the brain is sending an electrical signal for a word that you would normally speak, but your device is intercepting that signal.
It is.
So instead of speaking the word, your device is sending it into a computer.
That's correct.
That's unbelievable. Let's see how this goes.
We tried it.
What is 45,689 divided by 67?
Sure.
He silently asks the computer and then hears the answer through vibrations transmitted through his skull and into his inner ear.
6, 8, 1, 0.925.
Exactly right.
One more. What's the largest city in Bulgaria? And what is the population?
The screen shows how long it takes the computer to read the words that he's saying to himself.
Sophia, 1.1 million?
That is correct. You just Googled that.
I did.
You could be an expert in any subject.
Mm-hmm.
You have the entire internet in your head.
That's the idea.
Ideas are the currency of MIT's Media Lab. The lab is a six-story Tower of Babel, where 230 graduate students speak dialects of art, engineering, biology, physics, and coding, all translated into innovation.
The Media Lab is this glorious mixture, this renaissance, where we break down these formal disciplines and we mix it all up and we see what pops out. That's the magic, that intellectual diversity.
She was like, Hugh Herr is a professor who leads an advanced prosthetics lab.
And what do you get from that?
You get this craziness. When you put like a toy designer next to a person that's thinking about what instruments will look like in the future next to someone like me that's interfacing machines to the nervous system, you get really weird technologies. You get things that no one could have conceived of.
The Media Lab was conceived in a 1984 proposal. MIT's Nicholas Negroponte wrote, "Computers are media that will lead to interactive systems." He predicted the rise of flat panel displays, HD TVs, and news whenever you want it. Negroponte became co-founder of the lab and its director for 20 years.
When we were demonstrating these things in, let's say, 85, 86, 87, it was really considered new.
It looked like magic.
It's indistinguishable from magic.
In 1979, MIT developed Movie Map, which predated Google Street View by decades.
You are going north on Aspen Street.
Now, notice what's so common today that you didn't even notice it. He's touching the screen. If you had seen that on 60 Minutes in the 80s, you would have been amazed. And you might have been dazzled by one of the earliest flat screens.
It was 6 inches by 6 inches, black and white. It was a $500,000 piece of glass.
It cost a half a million.
About half a million dollars, that piece of glass. And I said, that piece of glass will be 6 feet in diagonal with millions of pixels in full color.
In 1997, the lab also gave birth to the grandfather of Siri and Alexa.
Pneumatic, wake up.
Okay, I'm listening.
Go to my email.
Where do you want to go?
And in 1989, it created turn-by-turn navigation that it called backseat driver.
They're right at the stop sign.
And the MIT patent lawyers looked at it and said, this will never happen, never be done, because the insurance companies won't allow it, so we're not going to patent it.
Look through the glass-walled labs today, and you will witness 400 projects in the making. The lab is developing pacemaker batteries recharged by the beating of the heart, self-driving taxi tricycles that you summon with your phone, phones that do retinal eye exams,
Ariana, I will tell you two stories,
and teaching robots.
Oh, boy, I hope you found that as interesting as I did. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I got to tell you, I'm fascinated. At the ending of that, it's so telling. I was looking at stories about robots. I mean, not looking for them. Researching news for the show and what we write about. And I don't know if you've seen the latest robots. Have you seen the robot that runs? That, I mean, it physically, they believe, soon will outrun the fastest man. Have you seen this robot? It's crazy. The one that jumps, it can do somersaults, and carries a backpack. The technological advancement in robotics is leap years. I mean, I remember when I was in electrical engineering school and even got out, we were just happy we could get a robot to stand on one leg. That was a big deal because the balancing was so difficult. When we got a robot to walk, it was an even bigger deal. You got a robot to jog or to jump, it was an even bigger deal. When you're watching these things, And for the record, I'm not even just the robots are just one element of this, because I really want to get to the bigger picture here in a second, and I will, of why I played that clip and it was so long. And I apologize for that, but I hope that you really enjoyed it and understand how much technology was done back in the 80s. And I want you to think about what MIT must be working on now in the year 2018. But the bigger picture is how they did it. This is what the lesson for the conservative movement is. You can have all these pieces that are doing things well together. I mean, apart. Until you bring them together to understand what it can all mean, you're in trouble. You can only go so far. My warning to the conservative movement is when the leftists bring these things together, because I want you to understand what Silicon Valley is. It is a hotbed of leftism. When they start treating their technology like MIT, Silicon Valley exists in much part because MIT didn't do patents and all this and considers itself nonpartisan. They just go out and develop product. What happens when they get in a cabal together and decide, you know what? We have all the AI. Who's working on artificial intelligence? Google, Facebook, Apple, Microsoft, all hotbeds of leftism. They're working on artificial intelligence. We're not. We don't have any real tech plays. They're hidden if they are. You might have some dude running a company who, you know, CEO who's a conservative, but he's not. Who are the most visible tech giants in the world? They're all leftists. Amazon, Jeff Bezos, huge leftist. They estimate his new net worth is over 70-something billion dollars. Maybe it's more than that. What tech plays are we working on? If you wonder why I started TeaPartyCommunity.org, a tech play for conservatives, if you will, it's because I see us getting outdistanced. These guys are going to own all this technology. The only way we're going to get to it is through hackers or through the Chinese. We better work on this. What do we do good? If conservatives put their minds together, if we bring all our assets into the fold, we can defeat anybody, including leftists. Look at what we were able to do by focusing our efforts and getting Donald Trump elected. Think about what I'm telling you.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. Just go to 501kbook.com right now. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. You can get your own free copy. Shipping and handling charges apply. Just go to 501kbook.com right now while there are still copies left. That's 501kbook.com. 501kbook.com. Just go to 501kbook.com right now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
As the globalists attack America and the Trump agenda, we need to show our support. Get your free Trump flag to show your support. You can get your free Trump flag at freetrumpstuff.com. Go now, freetrumpstuff.com. Get your free Trump flag. Drive liberals nuts, make them crazy with your new free Trump flag at freetrumpstuff.com. Go now.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I love LA. No, I don't. I was in LA recently, and I was talking to a lady as we were flying in, and I told her, I said, do you realize how dirty that city is? She's like, no, what are you talking about? I went, LA is dirty. I'm saying, flying in, because we were talking about climate change. And I said to her, I go, that city, get outside of LA and you don't even realize how clean the air is. I go, how many people in LA do you think haven't been outside in a long time? You know, they don't go out once a month, once a quarter, sometimes once a year, or in many cases, they don't leave. It's a shocking number. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are with me. Kevin Jackson, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. The reason why I'm having this discussion is because L.A. is gone. California is lost. And I'm using L.A. as just an example. So the plane was coming, you know, starting to approach. They said, we're 100 miles outside of L.A. and making our approach. And I told her, I always sit by the window, and I raised the window up, and I said, watch this. And I said, here's the air. I want you to look at how the air looks as we approach L.A. So we're doing it, you know, 100 miles outside of L.A. Air is crystal clear. And suddenly, I'm looking because I want her to see it. I go, now look. And it looked like we were flying through a dust storm. And I said, you've just entered L.A. And she went, what? I mean, it was shocking to her to see it. And I said to her, I understand why people in L.A. say, we got to have clean air, man. Global climate change. I said, I get it. They never leave. They're like, we're killing ourselves. You are, but you're the only ones. Go to the valley and watch what's happening. This doesn't exist. But anyway, I want to cover some odd, before I get into Victor David Hansen and some comments he made about California, I want to tell you some odd, crazy laws of California. So here's one. It is illegal to have sexual activity with detained persons. Yeah, you can't do it. That's an L.A. law. Really? A California law, I should say. Here's one that is for L.A. Don't ask me why. I just want you to understand how crazy this place is. In Los Angeles County, it is illegal to throw a frisbee without the permission of a lifeguard. Yeah, you could be fined up to $1,000 for that one. Who came up with that number? Shouldn't your fine not exceed the object that you would lose if it were confiscated? You know, $6. In Northern California, Norco, I don't know, what's Norco? You have to get a $100 permit to keep a rhinoceros. Wow. How did this come up? Here's one. In L.A., it is illegal to wear a zoot suit. You know what a zoot suit is? A zoot suit was a cool suit that mostly Puerto Rican kind of dudes wore. They had a watch chain that when the watch was in their pocket, and it... I don't know. Think MC Hammer, you know, in Hammer Time, you know, parachute pants, but think it with a jacket on, a double-breasted jacket. That was a zoot suit. You wore the hat, the whole deal. Yeah, but anyway, it was illegal. Back in the 30s and the 40s, they say good fabric was hard to come by because of the war effort. Zoot suits, because of the excessive fabric, were seen as unpatriotic. Now they call it racist. I can't wear my zoot suit. I hate this country. Oh, man. Here's one. I love this. In Fresno, no one may annoy a lizard in a city park. Here it is. Here's the statute. I swear. Section 8-410. No person shall hunt, pursue, annoy, throw stones or missiles at, or molest or disturb in any way any animal, bird, or reptile within the confines of the park. So the good news is it wasn't just limited to lizards. Any animal, bird, or reptile. Reptile too. Here's one. Man, now this is definitely one we got to take a look at. In the city of Walnut, it is illegal for a man to dress up like a woman unless prior permission has been gained from the sheriff, who, by the way, was in the show tunes. I put that last part. No man or boy shall dress as a girl or woman without a permit from the sheriff except for the purpose of amusement, show, or drama. If it wasn't for that, you can't do it. If you're going to be a part of a show or, you know, it's Halloween or something, then maybe. But if you just want to dress up like a woman and be a cross-dresser, well, I'm going to have to put you away. Also, in Walnut, no child can wear a Halloween mask without permission from the sheriff. That's kind of a bummer. And Dana Point, you may not use your own bathroom if the window is open. Yeah. They don't want that smell, you know, leaching out into the public. Keep your business to yourself, you know what I'm saying? These are just some of the crazy things. Now, look, every state... The municipalities have these stupid laws. But here's what I want to say about California, because some of those laws get to be very... It's not just about fun and games. They impact your life, like this HIV thing. or this one that allows you to steal up to $950 without going, to, you know, without it being a felony. So here's what Victor Davis Hanson had to say about California. So intriguing.
Kamala Harris isn't yet suggesting that the masses go on opiates, but that's basically what they're saying. California is failing very fast, a state where only legal immigrants and wealthy tech barons now feel welcome.
With thousands living in close proximity on Skid Row, hygiene is always an issue. But with an official outbreak of hepatitis A, it's now a necessity.
Kate Steinle was fatally shot in 2015 by a repeat felon and five-time deportee who was shielded by the city's sanctuary policy. Stench of urine and feces is strong. Welcome to one of San Francisco's newest tent cities.
Authorities are certain they would have arrested 800 more immigrants, but Oakland's mayor issued a statement over the weekend warning of the raids.
California matters. It's our biggest state. It's the leading edge of everything. Victor Davis Hanson is a lifelong resident of the state. He's a senior fellow at the Hoover Institution. He joins us tonight. Ms. Hanson, thanks a lot for coming on. You described the economic distribution of California recently as medieval. What does that mean?
Well, that means that about 75% of the geographical area is inhabited by 25% of lower income people, by and large. And we have a coastal corridor from San Diego to Berkeley where we have Caltech and Stanford, and we have about $3 trillion in capitalized Silicon Valley companies. And this is where all the policy is made. And these people who make it, the lawyers, academics, politicians, are never subject to the ramifications of their own ideologies because they have such wealth. And so California is a medieval society in the sense that we have the highest basket of gasoline sales and income tax, but we rank 45th in school test scores, 49th according to Forbes in infrastructure, among the highest kilowatt rates in the nation. Our gasoline tax is going to be the highest. Cost of gasoline is the highest, but it doesn't affect the people on the coast who make these regulations. I mean, where I work at Stanford, it's 70 degrees or 65 degrees. I don't have to turn on the air conditioning or the heater, but where I live in the San Joaquin Valley, poor people have to go into Walmart because they can't afford to turn on their air conditioner. So people in this medieval society on the coast, they don't believe in water transfers for agriculture and for poor people, but they surely do for the artificial landscapes in the Bay Area, whether it's Hetch Hetchy or the California Water Project. So that attitude is, it sort of reverberates throughout California, and it's a dysfunctional state because of that. There's the middle class, about 4 or 5 million people have left. We had about 4 or 5 million people come illegally from southern Mexico, and we've had an enormous concentration of global wealth in a very small geographical area, and you put all that together and you get what you have now.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Boy, I mean, the Hoover Institute puts out some thinkers. Thomas Sowell, Victor David Hanson, many others. These people are sharp. Can you get a better explanation of what's going on in California? You have a small amount of people who are legislating over 75. I mean, it's a thin group. I talked about this with, what's his name? Steyer, who's going after Donald Trump. He doesn't even know why. He doesn't get it. If you were to sit down with Steyer and say, okay, you hate Donald Trump, now let's go item by item, and you were to rationalize with him, you could talk him out of it. If you put it into business terms, you could probably talk it out of it. I don't know what he does for a business. I think he's probably just one of these billionaire idiots. But how do you break it down any better than Victor David Hanson? Medieval times, they're getting so much less, even though Californians are taxed and for so much more, whether it's their electricity or it's the gasoline cost or whatever. There's nothing that they excel at despite having thrown money on it that would just breaks your heart, quite honestly. Forget about it breaking the bank. It breaks my heart. Sanctuary cities, I mean, hazmat. Look at these people that are living on the edge. They live in one of the most beautiful areas of the world, and yet they have no hope.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.